We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
This is the year Texas needs to walk the walk after talking the talk.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Hurts brings something that no other Sooner on the roster has experienced, and that's a national championship.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Well, welcome. It is Red River Showdown Week. And it's nice to have you with me. Texas head coach Tom Herman was talking about Showdown Week. He called it perhaps one of the best rivalries in the nation.
It is one of, if not the greatest, games in college football. You know, I've been a part of some pretty cool rivalries in my day. It's been pretty cool to be a part of all of those, but this one, it takes the cake just because of the two states in general don't get along very well. And then to have it at such a historic venue during the Texas State Fair, everything that surrounds the game it makes it one of, if not the best games in college football.
Football and corn dogs, you cannot go wrong. All right, we're going to get much more on the Red River Showdown. We're going to talk with Toby Rowland, the voice of the Oklahoma Sooners. He has a very unique perspective on this game. And then we'll also go to Lubbock, Texas. Aaron Dickens will join us. He's the host of Tech Talk on Double T 98.3 in Lubbock. We'll hear from him. A big win for the Red Raiders this past week. And also, maybe you have, I'm sure a lot of people have seen, if you've been on social media, you saw the girl that was at the OU-KU game in Lawrence, sitting by herself, crocheting away. What was she doing at the KU game with her crochet materials? Well, I found her, and we'll ask her, what the heck were you doing there? So we'll get to that. But let's look at what happened this past week, and we'll start right there in Lawrence, Oklahoma, with the 45-20 win over the Jayhawks. Took a little while for Oklahoma to get started. In fact, they trailed this game 7-0 early, but once the Sooners got rolling, there was no stopping as they reeled off 42 unanswered points.
Sooners, no timeouts remaining. Sermon on the right hip of Hurts. In motion goes Lamb. Snap to Hurts. Play action. Straight drop. Looks right. Lobs it out to CD. Caught at the 12. Makes a man miss at the 10. At the 5. Touchdown. TD for CD.
That is Toby Rowland on the call. CeeDee Lamb, fourth in the Big 12, averaging almost 88 yards per game receiving, and second among non-kickers in the conference with 48 points. Jalen Hurts kept it going in the second half.
It is a play action. Hurts steps up in the pocket, throws left side. He's got the minister wide open. Touchdown. Breach. I mean, he was open.
And that game ended up costing Les Kenning his job. The former, now former, offensive coordinator for the Kansas Jayhawks, let go by Les Miles after that loss. And Brent Dierman, who served as a senior offensive analyst for KU, has been promoted to offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach. Kansas averaged only 17.8 points in their first five games, other than the game at Boston College, and they rank 101st nationally in scoring. All right, then you had Texas, who went to West Virginia. It was the first time that the Longhorns were leaving the state of Texas. And I'll tell you, listen, West Virginia is coming along quite well. Sam Ehlinger threw a couple of touchdown passes. He ran for two more. But Texas converted three turnovers into touchdowns in a 42-31 win. In fact, four interceptions in all.
First down off play action. Kendall firing over the middle. Intercepted. Picked off by Deli Adeyewe. Here's Adeyewe inside the 30 and takes it down near the 26-yard line. Kendall steps up in the pocket. Throws deep downfield. The ball hangs in the air. And it is pulled down and intercepted. Taken down by Deshaun Jameson. Kendall from the shotgun has the snap. Looking to throw. Fires over the middle. Pass broken up. Picked off. Intercepted. B.J. Foster comes up with the third Longhorn interception of the day. Took it away from Sean Ryan. Kendall swings it out right side. Picked off. Intercepted by Jameson. His second of the day. And the fourth interception of the afternoon thrown by Austin Kendall.
That's Craig Way on the Longhorns call. And I think West Virginia coach Neil Brown was absolutely right. This was not on Austin Kendall. He said the former Oklahoma transfer, his first interception was a misread, but the other three, the fault of the receivers, that they either had a chance to catch the ball or just ran the wrong route. And so he's certainly boosting up Kendall and his confidence. And he said West Virginia was only in that game because of Kendall. So tough schedule for them coming up. Iowa State, Oklahoma, Baylor, all on the schedule this month. Big win for Texas Tech. You know, the week before, Oklahoma State knocked Kansas State out of the top 25. This week, it was Texas Tech that knocked the Cowboys out of the top 25 with, I would call it a stunning upset win in Lubbock. Jet Duffy passed for four touchdowns. He ran for another and avoided turnovers, which had previously been his bugaboo. So in his first start of the season, 26 of 44, 424 yards.
Shine stays in there, trips on the left side this time. Duffy looked that direction. Now he's going to throw left towards the end zone. Diving for the catch is Carter. Touchdown, Red Raiders! Keyshawn Carter looked like he juggled it, but he pulled it in as he fell to the end zone.
That's Brian Jensen on the call. You will actually highlight another Duffy touchdown pass later in the show. Meanwhile, the Cowboys, they turned the ball over five times. Iowa State, 49-24 over TCU. Brock Purdy, 247 yards, a pair of touchdowns. And it was just a big win, the first Big 12 win of the season. And Purdy also ran for 102 yards and a couple touchdowns. So they beat the Horned Frogs for just the third time in 11 tries.
And there's Brock looking to throw it. And he throws left, has a man open.
And I think maybe a little bit of Iowa State kind of taking their foot off the gas. TCU down 35-10 after the third. They made things interesting. They got a touchdown run from Darius Anderson and then a 22-yard grab from Jalen Reagor. And all of a sudden, it's 35-24 with about 9 minutes to go in this game.
Four wides, two to either side. Duggan with one back in at Shewell to throw it again. Looks right, firing it in the corner of the end zone, going up, bringing it down as Reagor. Touchdown, TCU. Duggan with a terrific throw. Reagor goes up to get it. And don't go anywhere, folks. It's 35-23 right now.
Brian Estridge with the call from TCU. Iowa State's offensive line, some saying they played their best game, not just of the year, but in recent memory. And the defense took away Anderson. TCU's Gary Patterson said they got their butts kicked. Anderson held to 49 yards after going over 100 three games in a row. There are three teams in the Big 12 at 2-0 in conference play, Oklahoma and Texas, and then Baylor is the third, a 31-12 win at K-State, who's struggling. Baylor's didn't win a conference road game last season, but they dominated in Manhattan in just their third conference road win since 2016. Charlie Brewer was injured in the fourth quarter, didn't return. He's thrown 11 touchdowns without an interception this season. He's been cleared to play, so good news for Baylor. But his left tackle, Connor Galvin, could miss up to 6 weeks.
They're going to go back to Thornton into the end zone. Touchdown, Bears. Charlie Brewer to Tyquan Thornton. The Bears into the end zone from 27, 29 yards out.
That is John Morris on the call. Brewer, fifth in the conference, averaging 240 passing yards per game. He went for 230, right along his average. K-State's offense sputtering a bit. Eighth in the Big 12 in total offense, dead last in passing, 172 yards per game. So they're a run team, but Skylar Thompson in the pass game having trouble getting going here early on through the first 5 weeks of the season. All right, let's talk Red River Showdown. Standing by, Toby Rowland, the voice of the Oklahoma Sooners. He'll break down this game from both sides. He'll be very fair about it. And we'll get to that here in just a couple moments. Remember, if you can't hear the show live, you can download it each week as a podcast. Go to Apple, Google Podcast, Spotify, wherever you download podcasts, search Big 12 This Week and subscribe. We'll come back with more. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place marked by uncompromising values and unrivaled spirit, where champions are crowned the right way in the only conference with no divisions, where everyone plays everyone and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where possibilities are unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and true potential is unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
I'm your third cup of coffee. You're stuck in your car on your way to the big game, and I'm stuck in your little bladder.
Hey, I can't wait to the next exit. Get off now!
And if you've got cut rate insurance, it's your bank account that could burst. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a cooler. You're driving to a tailgate, so you filled me up with ice and cans. But I pop open, you panic, and... And if you've got cut-rate insurance, there might be a few less cans in your ice. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Lamb and Rambo split wide to the left. From the 2. Snap. Handoff. Sermon up the middle. Gets by one guy. Runs by another. Bird into the end zone. The minister. Preach. And the Sooners are an extra point away from tying it up in Lawrence.
That was Toby Rowland, voice of the Oklahoma Sooners. Welcome back to the Big 12 this week. You can be heard on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM on Thursday nights starting at 7 Eastern and Friday 11 p.m. Eastern on channel 375. And joining us now is Mr. Rowland. Great to have you join us again here on the Big 12 this week.
It's an honor to be with you, Bill. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm getting excited for this weekend's game. Head coach Lincoln Riley said that maybe his team didn't handle the start in Kansas. There was the lightning delay, the sparse crowd in Lawrence. Kind of hard to... He said they weren't overlooking Kansas, but a 7-7 game after the first quarter. An early kickoff coming up here against Texas with the Red River Showdown. Any concerns there with the start time?
No. This will be our third straight 11 a.m. game, and four straight next week, we now know, with the West Virginia game. So I don't think kicking at 11 had anything to do with the slow start in Kansas. I think it was a combination of a variety of things. And really, it's the first time this year where you came out of a game feeling a little bit dissatisfied with how Oklahoma had played. They had been so on point on both offense and defense so far this season that there hadn't really been one of those games. But Saturday left you a little wanting, I think. I thought Jalen, for the first time, put some passes in dangerous spots Saturday. Defense struggled for a while trying to figure out how to defend that Puka pitch that Kansas was running. And they did look a little lethargic early, whether it was the weather or the quick abbreviated warm-up or the fact Texas is next week or all of the above. They were not sharp. But this is an impossible game coming up this week to not be ready to play. And I don't care if it's at 11 a.m. or 11 p.m. But there's no way that both teams won't be on edge when they kick this thing off.
So you're expecting a better start for the Sooners?
Well, I certainly hope for it. I don't. If they get fall behind early, it won't be because they were sleepwalking. You know, it might be because Texas executed well or they made a mistake, but it won't be because the alarm went off late. I guarantee you that. If anything, they'll have a hard time sleeping the night before. I think all of us do in this game.
We're talking with Toby Rowland, the voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, Red River Showdown. There's been a lot of talk about the injuries on the Texas defense, but this by far will be the toughest challenge for Jalen Hurts. What does he have to look for against Texas? What could they do to hurt him?
Well, I think this is a bigger, better front seven than Oklahoma has faced all year. And so I think the pass rush of Texas and the ability to get to him quickly is something that Oklahoma hasn't seen yet. Now, this is you know, if you have a concern about the Sooners going into this game, it's that they have not yet really been in any tight spots. There hasn't been any drama this season for them. And I think that's due in large part, obviously, to the caliber of opponent. Well, this is a major step up. This is a big-time opponent they're going to face with big-time athletes. And that front seven is really good that Texas has. So he's going to have to continue to make great decisions, but probably have to make them a little bit quicker on Saturday and not put the ball in harm's way. He's done a great job of taking care of the football. He's done a great job with his accuracy and decision-making this year, when to know to pull it down, all those kind of things. And I'm not really concerned about it, but the difference that Texas brings compared to the first five games this year for Jalen Hurts is their ability to get to him quickly.
Toby, I want to play this clip from earlier in the week from Jalen Hurts' press conference.
I'm just going to say, you know, the culture here at Oklahoma right now is all centered on us playing our standard and us playing our brand of football. You know, we try and go out there and have the right mental intensity, right effort, right approach to it, attention to detail, and discipline to do our jobs. And I think, you know, looking back at this last game we played in, there's a lot of opportunity and room for growth and maturity, a lot of lessons that we can learn from, and we will learn from it.
He took the lead before the media even could get out a single question. He shares his thoughts. He's been a guy that's played in three Iron Bowls between Alabama and Auburn, college football playoff games. But how significant was it for him to kind of take the lead and just talk about this team and their growth and maturity?
Well, I think that that is an indication of where he stands in that locker room. I mean, he is an unequivocal leader and has been from the moment he stepped on campus, a willing leader, a guy who the first day in the workroom, in the weight room, in the offseason, walked in and said, I'm the leader of this football team now. Not verbally, but with his actions. And you see that in that little clip there before the press conference on Saturday. He's a serious young man. There's not a lot of chuckles with Jalen Hurts. He is focused and he is serious. And he has not been satisfied after any game he's played this year. And I think he realizes the magnitude of what he's walking into on Saturday. I don't think he's intimidated by it for all those reasons you said earlier. He's played in a ton of big games. But I do think that there will be a moment when he looks around on Saturday and says, wow, this is cool, because it's different. It's just different when half the stadium's roaring for one team and half the other, and on every play, somebody's going nuts. It's not a home crowd. It's not a road environment. It's unique in a way that nothing else is in college football. So I think he'll be impressed. I don't think he'll be intimidated. I expect he'll play well.
Stanley awaits the football. Now he's got it. Play action. Looks left under pressure, and he's dropped. It's a sack. Ronnie Perkins got in on him, and I mean fast.
Defensive lineman Ronnie Perkins said that they're out to prove last year's loss in this game was a fluke. What have you seen so far from Oklahoma's defense under Alex Grinch?
Yeah, it's been encouraging. The way they've played early has certainly been encouraging. They have been certainly in the backfield more often. They've caused more problems for quarterbacks. The pass rush has been significantly better. The effort, the hustle, the rallying to the football, the open field tackling, all those things have been improved. They haven't given up as many plays in the passing game. They haven't given up as hardly any big plays in the passing game this year. So across the board, it looks different. They have caused more takeaways, but still not as many as they'd like to. But they've been close to a bunch more, so you can see that's trending in a positive direction. But I do think it is fair to say that you're cautiously optimistic if you're a Sooner fan until you see them against a more prolific offense. And this is really the game we've pointed to since the beginning of season. We'll know if the Oklahoma defense is better or how much they're better when you see Texas. Because twice last year, Texas was able to move the ball pretty easily against Oklahoma. And the Sooners really had no answer in either game for the Sam Ehlinger run game. He could go 4, 5, 6 yards anytime he wanted to. And so if they can defend that better, if they can do a better job of forcing Texas to punt, then I think we'll have proof that proof positive that this is an improved Oklahoma defense. I think it is. I think there are a lot of encouraging signs that this is a significantly improved defense, but we'll know for sure on Saturday.
Well, you talk about Ellinger. He's got 17 touchdowns. That's tops in the Big 12, and obviously Duvernay having a great first half of the season. So you've got to take one away. Do you take away his ability to run and you kind of bend but don't break against this offense? I mean, that seems to add another component, his ability to throw even better. I mean, he's growing as a quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. It's a tough quandary they put you in because the wide receiving core that Texas has, especially now that you add Colin Johnson back into it this week, it sounds like, is great. I mean, Devin Duvernay is having a big-time year. Eagles is a really nice playmaker for them. And Colin Johnson is one of the biggest weapons at the wide receiver position in all of college football. So they are formidable, to say the least, at the wide receiver spot. But, like I said, the thing that you absolutely cannot allow them to do what the Indianapolis Colts did to the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday night, which is possess the ball all game, run it down your throats, and not let your explosive offense onto the field. So it's an interesting quandary that they put you in as to how many guys to dedicate to the box, how many guys to dedicate to the run game, and how to help out your secondary as well. I don't know the answer of what Alex Grinch will try. My hunch is it'll be a mixture of both, an effort to try to confuse Sam Ellinger as to what he's seeing, and hope you guess right once in a while.
And on the other side, too, Texas is going to have to deal with that same question and that same quandary with Jalen Hurts. Toby Rowland, the voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, doing a great job of balancing out both teams here on the Big 12 this week. All right, we've talked X's and O's. Let's just talk about the game, the atmosphere, any memories or interesting stories that stick out to you. How long have you been doing this game? How many will this be for you?
This will be my ninth year as a play-by-play. 2 years before that, I was on the sidelines. I started coming to this game as a kid. My dad brought me down, and then when I was in college, I would come down with buddies, and we wouldn't have tickets, and we'd wait outside for the tourist buses to arrive, and we'd see if anybody had extra tickets so we can get in. And it is, in my opinion, the greatest game in American sports. I don't know if it's the greatest rivalry. I haven't been to all of them. Alabama, Auburn, and Ohio State, Michigan, and Yankees, Red Sox. It's up there. But as far as a single game, I don't think we've ever done it in American sports better than OU Texas. The pageantry, the fair, the smell that lingers in the air, the colors, and the way they're divided in the stadium. I'm telling you, it is the brightest crimson and the purest burnt orange, and the grass is emerald green, and the sky is always baby blue, and it just pops, and the sound is never ending for seemingly four straight hours. And the bands and the cattle that they've got and the horses that we've got, it's just amazing. It's glorious. It really is. My favorite moment every year is right before kickoff, between the coin flip and the kickoff. We do a thing on our broadcast where I toss it around the horn and I ask for everybody's final thoughts. And while Chris and Gabe and Teddy and Merv are talking, I'm not for 2 minutes, and I'll slide off one of my headset ears and just listen and look around. And the place on both ends is in a frenzy. Everybody can't wait for kickoff, and just take the opportunity to look down below at all the crimson to my right and all the orange to my left and appreciate what we're about to see, and that we get to be a small part of it, because it is really magical what these two schools have created, and it seems to just get bigger and better every year.
What a great story. Went from a college fan going there to watch to now calling the games. What a dream come true for you, huh?
I have a harder time sleeping Friday night before the OU Texas game than any other night of the year. It really is special.
Well, no matter which side you're cheering for, you've got to be excited after listening to Toby. That's just a great example of a fan, and now someone who will be calling the game. Toby Rowland, voice of the Oklahoma Sooners. That was great stuff. Really appreciate your time, and enjoy the game on Saturday.
Will do. You enjoy it as well. Thank you very much.
All right, and we will be back with more on the Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place where back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners speak to undeniable power, where champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, where every team plays every other and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where pride is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, a conference with no divisions, a place where champions are crowned the right way. The Big 12 Championship, where pride is unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
The Big 12 Championship Game, Saturday, December 7th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Tickets on sale now at SeatGeek.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm your host, Phil Pollack. You can listen to Big 12 This Week on TuneIn under College Sports Now. And I want to thank Daniel Anderson He's the guy who's pushing the buttons and making us money. He's filling in for David Jordan. Big Perm is so get a load of this. So Big Perm, who normally runs the show for us, he doesn't even play the I'm sick card. He just says, "Hey, look, the baseball playoffs are going on. Can I take the night off?" I'm like, "What?" We're like, "What?" He didn't even fake the sickness. He's like, it's not even the World Series. It's the Division Series. And the Cardinals, he's a Cardinals fan. They scored 10 runs in the first inning off the Atlanta Braves. That set a postseason record. It's like, that was done by like 4:30. Could have been in. So a Big Perm will hear about this from me next week. But Daniel Anderson doing a great job. Let me get to our next guest. Aaron Dickens is the host of Tech Talk on Double T 98.3 in Lubbock. Aaron, what are you buying that? Are you buying that? You got to take off for baseball playoffs. Isn't it too early? That's like a World Series thing, right? Having a hard time. Are we connected here? I'm not getting him. I'm not hearing him at all.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, there you are. Okay, great. All right. Hey, so you can hear me. Everything is cool?
Yes.
All right. Okay. This is turning into a train wreck over here. What in the world? I should have stayed home for the baseball playoffs.
Right. Well, you could. I mean, at least you're not a Braves fan. I mean, goodness gracious.
Yeah. What a tough night for them, huh? Wow.
Yikes.
Man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk. let's talk Red Raider football. Jet Duffy. I mean, it looks like you found your starting quarterback.
Yeah, it's kind of been an interesting situation around Lubbock the last few weeks. Of course, they look terrible against Oklahoma. I'm guessing most teams will, especially in Norman. You lose your starting quarterback to an injury for several weeks. And Duffy comes in and has a spectacular performance, right? He's the first Big 12 quarterback this season to score 5 touchdowns, no turnovers. And he looks really, really good. The issue with Duffy is, and he's looked good in the past, he's just never really had an opportunity to, really showcase that in kind of back-to-back games as a starter. And so this game in Waco is kind of show and tell. I mean, I think Tech fans are certainly aware of what he can do. You saw that on Saturday against Oklahoma State. You saw that last season against Texas, over 400 yards passing. But really never had a chance to kind of be the week-to-week guy. And so this is a big opportunity for him to kind of stake his claim to be that starter, no matter the status of Alan Bowman.
Texas Tech at number 22 Baylor. That'll be on FS1, a 3 p.m. Central kick. So what was the – obviously excitement with Coach Matt Wells coming in, and then you guys lose Bowman right away. Was it like letting the air out of the balloon? What was the attitude like with Tech fans at that point?
Sure, yeah. So, I mean – Tech was at the forefront of this spread offense movement, right? I mean, we talk about the air raid era around Lubbock, which is when Mike Leach brought his offense to Lubbock. 2000 was his first season as head coach. And really ever since then, they have run some variation of that offense, whether it was with Neil Brown when he was under Tommy Tuberville or Cliff Kingsbury, and now, you know, David Yost, who has worked under Mike Leach before running this offense. And I point all that out to kind of illustrate that Tech fans, while they haven't seen a lot of great defense, certainly, over the last 20 years, they've seen a lot of good offense. And so in that respect, they're kind of, and I mean this in like the nicest way possible, they're kind of offense snobs, right? They expect good offense. They can live with some bad defense, but by golly, you need to score points here. And so they struggled to do that. I mean, they scored 35 against UTEP in week 2, and a lot of grumbling, not good enough. And then certainly go to Arizona against a fairly vulnerable Wildcat defense and only score 14 points. And then you lose Alan Bowman. And so people were really concerned. You know, what's going to happen to the offense? Is it broken? All this stuff. And so I think it was a bit cathartic for everyone for, you know, Tech to go out there and score 45 points on Oklahoma State, a ranked Cowboys team. And, you know, left some points on the board. You kind of mess up a fake field goal attempt. You miss another field goal. You had some drives stall. But certainly, for many reasons, that was kind of a big win for Tech psychologically, at least from a fan base standpoint.
We're talking with Aaron Dickens. He's the host of Tech Talk on Double T 98.3 in Lubbock, talking about that Red Raiders offense.
We take you now with another fast-breaking news story.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Aaron, your timing is perfect here. I don't know if you know this or not, but Natural Light Seltzer is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, 6% alcohol. Big 12, meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. And we're going to focus. Let's get a little music here. We're going to focus on Texas Tech because they are our Making It Look Natural play presented by Natural Light Seltzer. So on the first drive of the third quarter, Texas Tech took over at the 25. And I want to see if you agree with me on this one, Aaron. Let's listen to this one. But they go the distance, 7 plays, taking less than 2 minutes. And to me, I think this is one of the better catches that you will see this year. Double teamed near the back of the end zone. TJ Vasher laid out, hauled in Jeff Duffy's pass. They go up 27-7. Brian Jensen with the call.
And play action, stepping up in the pocket is Duffy throwing to the end zone. Oh. Vasher makes a terrific catch in the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Red Raiders! Oh, Vasher was double covered, and the ball was thrown perfectly. He dove for it right in the back of the end zone, came down with it for the score.
Brian Jensen with the call, TJ Vasher. Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard, and they're even crashing our interview. Aaron, I'm telling you, that is one of the most outstanding catches that I've seen in a long time. Do you agree?
Yeah, and that was very critical, too, that drive and that score. You know, Oklahoma State scores a touchdown at the end of the first half, and I think if you're a Tech fan, you go at halftime, 20-7, certainly everyone would have taken that before the game started, but you left a lot of points out there, probably should be up by more. You're hoping it doesn't come back to bite you. And then they engineered that drive, and, you know, Vasher goes Aloha Beaches on everyone and snags that touchdown. And certainly a big relief at Jones Stadium.
Oh, man, you are just full of the quotes. Offense snubs. Aloha Beaches. This is great. You're going to want royalties for this.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah,
fun. That's great stuff. Listen, Tech almost swept the Player of the Week honors. Duffy on offense, Jordan Brooks on defense. Did I read this right? He had 19 tackles?
19 tackles, 3 sacks, 4 tackles for loss, a quarterback hurry. So Keith Patterson, the defensive coordinator at Texas Tech, I guess they had this production chart, which kind of helps grade performances individually, I guess, inside the program. And he tells us on Tuesday, I think it was, that, hey, a typical good game is, you know, 15, 25 points. And Jordan Brooks had 56 on Saturday. So he had a monster game.
Wow. Yeah, he sure did. Then Trey Wolf was a special teams player of the week. So a nice week for Texas Tech. You talked about the game at Baylor. This will be a tough one looking for their first road win. Real quickly as we wrap up, what do you like what you've seen so far from Matt Wells?
He's got a plan. You know, he brings his offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, and I think 5 other assistant coaches with him from Utah State. And so really from the moment he stepped on campus, it was kind of a turnkey operation. There was no time wasted, you know, scouring the nation for assistant coaches or coordinators. He had a plan from the get-go, and really from the jump, it's been just a matter of implementing it and moving forward. So I think very organized, very disciplined, and I think you're seeing some of the results of that on the field so far.
Great stuff. Aaron Dickens from Tech Talk on Double T 98.3 in Lubbock. Thanks for your time.
Hey, you bet, anytime.
All right, we've got more coming up. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place marked by uncompromising values and unrivaled spirit, where champions are crowned the right way in the only conference with no divisions, where everyone plays everyone and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where possibilities are unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and true potential is unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
I'm your third cup of coffee. You're stuck in your car on your way to the big game, and I'm stuck in your little bladder. Hey, I can't wait to the next exit. Get off now!
And if you've got cut rate insurance, it's your bank account that could burst. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place where back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners speak to undeniable power, where champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, where every team plays every other and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where pride is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
Welcome back to Big 12 this week. We'll stick with Texas Tech and Baylor. There's only two teams that are 5-0 in the conference, and that's Oklahoma and the Baylor Bears, who needed to beat Texas Tech last year, the final game of the season, to become bowl eligible. Now just one game away from bowl eligibility, Baylor head coach Matt Rhule.
You know, I said to the guys, hey, you guys are 5-0, and they were more mature than me. They said, coach, we're 1-0 this week. And then, you know what? I preach it. Sometimes I don't live it, you know. So they reminded me, no, coach, we're just 1-0 this week, and that's what I'm excited about. So, you know, I don't think they realize what they did. This is a hard place to come, and this is a well-coached football team, and this is a bunch of veteran players. I mean, I went up and shook like Reggie Walker's hand, and all those guys after the game. They played a lot of football here, and so to come here and come away with a win, get back-to-back Big 12 wins against two really good teams, they did something. So. I told them enjoy this one, you know, and then we'll come back to work tomorrow and get ready for homecoming and Texas Tech and all the things that game will bring.
As I mentioned, Tech and Baylor on FS1 at 3 p.m. Central. Iowa State at West Virginia. That's another 3 p.m. game. That'll be on ESPN. And Iowa State 8-0 in the month of October during the last three seasons, joining Alabama, is the only two schools that have been unblemished during that span, but they have to travel to West Virginia, always a tough place to play. And Mountaineers head coach Neil Brown provided an injury update on a couple of their productive wide receivers, both redshirt freshman Sam James and sophomore Sean Ryan, knocked out of that Texas game with injuries. Brown confirmed Tuesday that the Temple transfer had undergone surgery and for an upper body injury. And Ryan could still return later this season. So a couple of the top players down for West Virginia. We'll see how Iowa State does on the road. Let's take a short break. When we come back, did you see this girl at the Kansas game who was crocheting? What was she doing there? We're going to actually talk to her and find out what the deal is. Who goes to a football game and crochets? That's coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a cooler. You're driving to a tailgate, so you filled me up with ice and cans. But I pop open, you panic, and if you've got cut rate insurance, there might be a few less cans in your ice. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Back on Big 12 This Week, I'm Bill Pollack. Haley Solomon is a senior majoring in civil engineering at Kansas, and she was the girl that you saw her crocheting at the football game. So I tracked her down, and boy, are you getting used to all the attention of being on national TV and now a national radio show?
I'm trying to maintain perspective. In all honesty, it's
if the little 30-second video of me brought people joy, then I'm joyful too. But at the end of the day, my life is still the same. I still have homework and work and obligations, and I just have to keep on moving and not think too hard about it, because I know that the way the internet works, it's all just going to kind of blow over in about a week or so. So I'm not too overwhelmed, I guess.
Yeah. So you're crocheting at the football game, and you've and you've admitted you're not much of a football fan. But just tell me why did you go to the game, and just talk about why you decided to crochet in the middle of the football game.
Yeah, of course. So one of the most inspirational and influential people in my life is my professor, Dr. Matt O'Reilly. He has been my advisor, my professor, my employer, and through that time, his kindness and dedication to his students has been unparalleled. He is the best professor I've ever had. And in order to thank him for the outstanding impact he's made on my life, I nominated him for the Board of Class Officers HOPE Award, the Honor for an Outstanding Progressive Educator. And I learned in advance that he had won it and that they would be presenting the award at that football game. So I decided to attend it to support him. And I brought my crocheting so I could keep myself busy until the award was presented, because I don't, as you said, I don't know anything about football. And I wasn't there to watch the game. I was there to support the best professor I've ever had.
That is outstanding. So they find you on TV. They show you as they're going to a commercial break. And the reason why you're crocheting is there's actually an organization that you're involved with, which is called Warm the World. Can you explain what that is?
So in the spirit of honesty, I will admit I was not crocheting for Warm the World at the game. I was making a pot holder for one of the most important and kind people in my life, my lab coordinator, Woody. However, when I'm not crocheting just personal projects, I have founded an organization called Warm the World, which is an all-inclusive organization that teaches people how to knit or crochet for free. And everything we make is donated to the homeless to help them during the winter. We provide all supplies, all materials. All you have to do is show up whenever you're available. All skill levels are welcome. But I founded that with my friends Karen Vasquez and Brittany Kraft in my sophomore year, and it's been in existence ever since.
When did you find out that all of a sudden this is just blown up?
Well, I didn't attend much of the game. Dr. Matt won his award in the first quarter, and I left shortly after. And about the minute I got home, people were like, Haley, is this you? And I'm like, yeah, what the heck? And so my day was pretty full after that.
Where can people find your website?
So if you get on our Facebook page, which is Warm the World KU, you can find a flyer with all of our dates and locations, and it also includes our Gmail if you want to contact us. Or you can find us on Rock Chalk Central.
What a great story. And I think what you're doing is absolutely fantastic. And best of luck to you, Haley.
Thank you so much.
You can't make this stuff up. I see we cover everything on this show. Football, athletics. You'll hear from fans. You even hear from non-fans that are making potholders. great stuff. So, and she's doing a great thing, too. Warm the World. Outstanding. All right. So there we go. We know who that girl is now. All right. We'll, we'll wrap things up on Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
All right, we're wrapping up Big 12 this week. I would like to thank my guest, Toby Rowland, voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, and Aaron Dickens, host of Tech Talk on Double T 98.3 in Lubbock. And then Haley Solomon. I was just thinking about that. Haley said she left after the first quarter. She probably made it longer than most KU fans at that game. No, actually, listen, it was a 7-7 game after the first quarter, but that's some great stuff. So coming up this week, Oklahoma and Texas, Red River Showdown. It's going to be classic. Iowa State at West Virginia, Texas Tech at Baylor. Only 3 games this week, but we've got some good ones. Thanks a lot for listening. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College. Enjoy the games.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.